Okay, today's daf is Yivamis, daf Kuf Beis, and we are in Mitzvahs Chalitza. We are on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. We will start with the two dots as we get into nitty-gritty details of the Chalitza ceremony, which is the topic of this parak. So we learned yesterday already in the Chalitza requires a Bezdin. We saw that the Torah, the Mishnah calls Chalitza Mitzvah, Mitzvahs Chalitza B'Shlosha Dayanim, which the Merom Meisada, that Itziv, thought reflected on the nature, meaning Mitzvah versus Matir. That is the Mitzvah. We learned that it has to be with a certain type of shoe, has to cover most of the foot. We'll get to some more of those details a little bit later today and in the coming days. We also learned about the mitzvah hakra'ah. The dayanim have to know, they don't have to be mumchid, but they have to know how to be makri ke'ein dayanim, to be able to say over the psukim in order to introduce the ones who are going to say the psukim. Then we got into Bezdin Shakel a little bit in terms of when do you need an even number, when do you need an odd number, do you always need. That was the 2 days in Tosfos. We spoke about Shlichus, came up in Tosfos on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, the special din here of a Karu Lo Velo Shluchan, that is not with the, they can't make Shlichim to do the Kriya, they have to do it themselves. All different types of halachas that came up along the way. We also spoke about the Nodebi Hudis Chiddush of needing a Bezdin for Gerishin, even though that's not Mefurish, but he says it's paralleled after this case of Chalitza. That was the Nodebi Huda based in the Diak and Rashi on Sanhedrin Daf Beis, which we said many Achronim argue on, because maybe it's patterned after Miyun and not after Chalitza. In any case, we are now up to the two dots. Amar Rava. Srichi Daini Lemikva Duchta. The Dayanim have to be koveya duchta. What does that mean? Very unique halacha. That it can't just be that they happen to be somewhere and then a woman comes and says, oh, I need chalitza, and then they do it. They have to designate a spot from which the following day, or later that day at least, they have to be designate where they're going to do the chalitza. Dichsiv, v'yalsal yivimto ashara el azakenim. They go up to the Zakenim. They have to be, again, designate a spot. The Me'iri says it's either one or the other. Either they, at least they have to say what the spot is going to be, or even suggest the Me'iri, go there. Go there and say, here's where we're going to do it. Ratzalo Marsha Yomru Nelech Lamakam Ploni Lasos Chalitza Zu Oshe Yasu Maisa Bakach Ratzalo Marsha Yelchu Bamakam Echad Lekavanas Kach Kidach Sif Hashara Shemashma'o Makom HaMizuman. Ulema 8, what is this to exclude? Shim Haim Sham Bimikra, they happen to be somewhere. Uba Ulifnehem, Ein Rashon Lachlots, Achi Yasmino Oso Makam Lakach. Right, they can't do Chalitza until they're Mazmin the Makam. Vidavar Zeh, why? What's the reason for this halacha? As we're going to have in a minute also. Ein Kavanaso Ela, Lapirsum Hadavar. To be Mefarsim, you want to publicize the Chalitza. We'll see why there's a requirement to do this. But that's what the Me'iri says. And therefore, if you don't have Kfiyas Makom, and also Shloba Kfiyas Makom, but the evidence is it okay? Yes. Chalitzas and Ksheir. It's not a din li'ikuva, but it is a din lichatchila. So that is the Me'iri. So very, very unusual that you don't have this by almost any other halacha. You have a similar idea by Kiddush HaChodesh. They have to go up to the... let's go up to the... By Ibra Hashana, right? The Gemara talks about in Sanhedrin, about going up to the Aliyah, and somebody came up who wasn't invited, right? It's not exactly the same. There's mizuman in law. The people have to be invited. Here, it's designating the spot, but it's also a designation beforehand to be able to get ready to do what's going to occur. So, that's the first halacha that we learned today, that there be koveya duchta. They did a chalitza with five. So with five, keman, Rabbi Yehuda. Who was that with? Rabbi Yehuda? Ve'ahadarbe. But didn't we just say at the end of yesterday's shiur, Rabbi Yehuda was chozerbo. He was chozerbo to agree to three. Right? We said there's a stam mishnah, and therefore there's three stam mishnahs, but even just one stam mishnah in the context of a machlokas. So why did they do five? If me'ikra didn't, all you need is three. Lefersume milsa. There it is. Chalitza has an element of pirsum. Pirsum, not pirsume nisa, but pirsume milsa. Why is it so important? So Rashi has two opposite opinions here. Rashi says, Lefersume milsa, de chalutza hi, velo linsa velo kohen. First, everybody should know that she's a chalutza, and therefore a kohen should not marry her. Even though we know that's an iser drabanan. Chalutza l'kohen. We don't have such a requirement by a daraisa. Maybe that's the point. by Doraisas, there's already a kol. Everybody knows about it. Here, this is a chalutza l'kohen, and therefore, we want to make sure people know that she cannot marry a kohen. On the one hand. On the other hand, Rashi says, inami, the opposite. Delesu inchi v'likvatsu Allah. So people know that she's free. That she's free to get remarried. We want her to be able to get remarried. So for those two opinions, Rashi says there is a requirement of pirsum. What's the nafkamina between the two opinions? What if she's already a grusha from a previous marriage? So then she's not going to be able to marry a kohen anyway. And everybody knows that from her grusha state. But in terms of being able to get remarried, so that is something that we would want to be mefarsem also. Why isn't there a requirement like this for gerushin? There's no requirement for gerushin of the for sumei milsa. Only chalitza has for sumei milsa. What about gerushin? So explains Rav Avraham in Ahar, sheba gerushin haheter shala ze al yedei get. V'im kein kivan shehaget biyada tuchal lahar oso lakol. It's not a question of people knowing about it. It's a question of proving her singleness, right? Why chalitza? What does she have? She gets a shtar that says a chalitza was performed. That's not as powerful as a get. So therefore, by get, the get speaks for itself, so to speak. Masha'enke v'chalitza she'heter adei ma'isa ve'ein hetera biyada v'lachein tzarich la'asos ba she'yia l'zeh pirsum. So number one, the get speaks for itself. Number one. Number two, the Aruch Laner here says maybe v'chalitza the terms were more makpid because of the pasuk of shara hashara. So it's a zeres hakasev that this must be something that is public. Okay, so again, it's very could be that it's so unusual and so rare. We want to be mefarsem the mitzvah. Like, you know, pidyon haben is so rare. That's why some rishonim say you only make a shechiyonu on pidyon haben. You don't make a shechiyonu on a bris milah because it's so rare. So you can have like a very rare mitzvah. We want to be mefarsem. So that's how Rashi says.
Adding
two dayanim, right? Like, because but people like, they know in the city, they're like, they know, like the regular Bez Din, and they're like, why are these rabbis calling more rabbis for? What's going on here? And then people start talking. People like to talk about the unusual. So if there's something unusual going on, it will pique their curiosity and will be mefarsem the milsa. But yeah, everything together. They announce what they're doing the next day, and they get extra judges, right? All of these together are for sumei milsa.
And normally we say that if you have three, that itself is mefarsem, like Lashon Hara, I mean.
So usually, right, in a chinami, let's say by Hilchos Lashon Hara, great example, three already means pirsum. But here, it's regular, like regular three is, that's not, we need something extra, something beyond the ordinary in this regard, and therefore that's why you would need five in this case. Okay. Let's continue. Rav Ashi ikla le Rav Kahana Omer le Solik mar le Gabon lemluya bechamisha. Rav Ashi comes to Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, "Come, we're going to do a chalitza. Take part and be one of the five." Amar Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana keeps talking and says, "Havikimna kamei de Rav Yehuda. I was once by Rav Yehuda. This is Rav Yehuda, Talmud of Shmuel, Talmud of Rav. I was once by Rav Yehuda. The Amar li, and he told me, Ta sak lezirza dekani." Go to that area with the reeds, meaning that's l'mikveh duchta, l'tzarufeh bechamisha, go be part of the five. Amru lo, lamali chamisha, they said, what do you need five? Amru lo, yechad l'farsim milsei. Right, so that was the conversation that took place, so please, be one of our five. Good. Amar Rav Yishmuel bar Yehuda, ki avikimna kameh d'Rav Yehuda, Amar li sakta lezirza dekani l'sarufeh bechamisha l'fersumeh milsa. So he says, when I was by Rav Yehuda, he said this to me, come to be one of the five. Amar le, and Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda said, I'm sorry, I can't. Why? Tanina, we learned yesterday, be Yisrael, bebezdin Yisrael, v'lo bebezdin shal gerim. Sorry, I cannot do it because gerim are excluded from this type of bezdin for chalitza, v'yana gerana. I'm a ger. Rashi says, who, what do you mean? He's Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. I mean, he's a ger. Rashi, who ve'aviv nisgairu. He and his father were nisgair, and therefore he was saying, I'm pasul l'chalitza. So let's finish the story. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel, Yehuda hears this and says, wow, this is an honest man. Kigon Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, mafikna mamona apume. Like this person, a motzi mamon based on what he says. I trust him so much. Says the Gemara, Mafikna sal gadaydach. You're motzi mamon based on one aid. V'yapi shnayim aidim. Amar Rachmana. You're two witnesses. What do you mean? You're not motzi mamon? Based on a witness? Right? We spoke about this a lot in the previous parak, in the tenth parak about of an eid echad, it's kam l'shvua, not kam l'mamon, eid echanim and bisurim, but not by davar sheba erva. So what do you need? Two witnesses. What does he mean? Oh, this he's so trustworthy. He had been motzi mamon. Ela marana shtara pume. Doesn't mean that I would be motzi mamon, but it means if there's a star, and he says I know it's paid up, so I would not allow it to be paid up. I wouldn't rip it up, but I wouldn't allow it to be paid up. I would require the malve to bring rayas that it is not paid up. I would require that because he at least could create a rayas up in the ne'emanus of the shtar. Tosfos says I would make the Baal Hashtar swear, right, a shvua, in order to be able to collect, right? Usually an eid echad, the din d'araisa, we mentioned in the past, there are three shvua d'araisas that Bezdin can act based upon. There is shvuas modim b'miksas, shvuas, that's if he admits to part, shvuas hashomrim, and shvuas eid echad. Those are the three shvuos that are the shvua d'araisa. The Rambam discusses these in Hilchos Toin v'Nitan. So shvuas eid echad usually is, I bring an eid echad that you owe me money. That's how usually it works. And therefore, you have to swear nishba v'niftar. All three shvuot d'araisas are nishba v'niftar. You swear and you're putter. By modim b'miksas, I swear and I'm putter on the other half. By shvuas hashomer, I'm a shomer, and I swear that an ones happened. I swear that it was stolen and I'm a shomer chinam. So they're all nishba v'niftars. All the drabanan shvuas are nishba v'notels. All the ones in Mesecha shvuas. Or the shvua of a chenvani, and the shvua of a partner, and the shvua of an aputrapis. Many of those shvuas are shvuas nishba v'notels. The daraisas are nishba v'niftars. So usually an eid echad shvua is nishba v'niftar. The eid echad says, you owe me 100, and that eid is strong enough to have me swear I don't owe you 100. If he brings two witnesses, I have to pay. If he brings no witnesses, I have to do nothing. If he brings an eid echad, I have to be nishba v'niftar. But here is an example of drabanan shvua, nishba v'notel. Nishba v'notel. That eid echad is making me swear so that I could collect. Right? That's what Tosfos adds in. Again, this is a big discussion in the beginning about Metzia. There's something called an eid echad misayeya. An eid misayeya, which would create a nishba v'notel and not a nishba v'niftar. But that's an example here of a nishba v'notel. The pashtus of this gemara, let's get to the next machlokas we've shown him, is that a ger is pasul even for the extra two. Right? We know that the ikker bezin of chalitza is three. You have an extra two to be mefarse milsa. But it sounds like from this gemara where he says to this amora, come be one of our five, and he says, sorry, I can't. Sorry, I can't. So pashtus is that it's only because it's even as one of the five he's pasul. If you look in the Rush has another line to the story that we don't have. The Rush has, and it changes the whole issue. The Rush here adds on that after he says, I can't be part of your bezdin because I am a ger. So the Rush has one more line. Just find it. The Rush has one more line right here where he says, "Omar." He says, "Bebezer shal Yisroel, v'lo bebezer shal gerim, v'ana gerana." On my way, so he answers him, "Lifersume milsa," meaning, "Don't worry about it. I just need you for the extra two. I don't need you for the three." Meaning, befavors. The whole story changes because he says, "Don't worry about it. You could come because it's only with the extra two." So that is a machlok as Rishonim. The pashas of the Gemara is that even for the extra five, he's no good. The Rush says, "No, for those two, He is okay." If you look in the Ritva says, well, it depends. It depends. Here, it was a problem. Why? Because usually, if you would designate who the three Dayanim are and who the extra two are, so then the Ger would be able to be part of the extra two. Because he's clearly not part of the real Bezdin. And you were makse him, separated him from the real Bezdin. But if here, like here, they didn't want to like demote him. They didn't want him to feel like a second-class citizen. So Dafka wanted to have everybody together, all five. Come be part of Litzdarufe Bechamisha. That's why it was a problem, says the Ritva. Because they weren't designating anybody as the Dayanim and anybody as the extra two, says the Ritva, that's why it was a problem in this case. Good. One more point. Part of a larger sugya. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Eda says, you know what this Gemara has a lot to do with? And it relates to the Ritva that we just mentioned. There is a sugya we know of, Nimsa Echad Karvo Pasul Edusin Betela. Usually if you have a group of witnesses, and one turns out to be a problem, you throw them all out. That's a Beferish Gemara. Nimsa Echad Karvo Pasul by Edim Edusin Betela. Do you apply that principle by Dayanim as well? That is not mefurish anywhere in the Gemara. Nimsa echad, you have a group of dayanim, and one of them turns out to be a relative. Do you throw them all out? Do you apply that principle of nimsa echad? Is there an idea of a kat when it comes to dayanim? It's not a kat, it's a group of bezdin. So that's the question of the Mishnah Lamelech. And he says, our Gemara, sounds like it's not a problem. Because he said, or maybe it does, he says, I don't want to be part of your group. Does that mean because he would passel the whole group if he came? Or just that he can't be his own? But the Mishnah Lamelech says it relates to our sugya, the ksos. The ksos is the one that brought this to the fore, the ksos in Siman Lamed Vav. He assumes the principle does not apply to dayanim. Does not. Because he has a Gemara, a Beferish Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel, which talks about that it could be, even if you only need one judge to judge a case, you could have three Yoshve Kronos, the Gemara says. Three people who don't know anything. Why? Because the Gemara says, well, one of them must know something. So what do you mean if one of them must know something? But if the other two don't know anything, doesn't that ruin the whole group? Says the closest Beferish. Even if you have two people who aren't ra'ui to be Dayanim, as long as you have one, it's okay. You do not apply Nimsa Echad Karav Apostol when it comes to Dayanim. That is the Ksosis Chiddush, Lamed Vav Zayin, and that relates to our sugya also. There are ways to get out of that Ksos, that Raya from Sanhedrin. Maybe they're not even a Dayan there. There's a difference between a Apostle Dayan and not a Shame Dayan. Okay, there are other ways to get out of it, but that is all issues that come up on these few lines here on the bottom of the Gemara. All right, a little story, but it relates to Eid Echad, it relates to Nimsa Echad Karav Apostol, it relates to how do we view these extra two Dayanim. All of that is embedded in this little story. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rava, Kufbe is on top. Ger Donis Chaveiro Dvar Torah. A Ger, even though we just excluded a Ger from judging Chalitza, a Ger could judge his fellow Ger on a Doraisa level. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Som Tasim Alecha Melech, you shall place by the mitzvah of appointing a king, Som Tasim Alecha Melech Asher Yivkar Hashem Alokecha Bo, that Hashem will choose, Mikarev Achecha Tasim Alecha Melech, from amongst your brothers, Tasim Alecha Melech. So, we darshan, Alecha Hu Debeinon Mikarev Achecha, only upon you, by a king, we need somebody from amongst you. We need somebody who was born Jewish. Aval ger, donas chaveiro ger. But a ger is allowed. Ger is excluded from being a melech. But he can be a dayan, and he can judge his fellow ger. V'im hais, let's continue, okay, and then we'll talk. V'im hais imam Yisrael, and if he has a Jewish mother, dona filu Yisrael. That he could even judge Yisrael. Uledin chalitza, achi aviv v'imam Yisrael. Chalitza is a special din. You have to have both parents. Yisraelim, Shenemar, Vinikra, Shemo, but Yisrael, right, a special Xeris Akasiv, you have to have a higher standard. So what is a judge allowed to judge? What is a ger, allowed to judge? Don es chaveiro dvar Torah. Which case, what type of cases is a ger allowed to judge? So this is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos here, and Tosfos here refers to what he said earlier on Daf Memhe. Rashi here is the most lenient, so to speak, regarding a ger. A ger could even judge his ger friend in Dine Nefashos. Top Rashi. Ger donas chaveiro Dine Nefashos. Wow. Even a capital case a ger is allowed to judge, says Rashi, if it's about a fellow ger. Dilu Dine Mamanis. Afilu l'kol Yisrael. Dini Mamanis, says Rashi, a ger could judge a regular Jew. Titznan, the Mishnah says, in Sanhedrin, akol k'sherim, lo dun dini Mamanis, and the Gemara says, akol is to include gerim. So Rashi says, a ger could judge fellow Jews, Mamanis. So what is this extra limud? It must be bumped up one. So it must be a ger could judge his fellow ger by nefashos. That is what Rashi says. Here, Tosfos says, I argue, look what I wrote earlier. The Rif also, in Sanhedrin, argues, he says, no, nefashos, they're mufka lagamre. A ger cannot judge dina nefashos, period. Even their fellow ger, the chiddush here is mamanus. Ger donas chaveiro dvar Torah. How do you work out that gemara in Sanhedrin? You got to work it out. And if you already know that from over there, hakol ksherin, right, so what is this this teaching me? But Mamanis is what a ger is allowed to judge. Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. How far do we go? Good. But back to the Gemara. The Gemara's explicit halacha was about a king. Im haisa imo mi Yisrael, don afili Yisrael. The pashas of the Gemara is, and the Rambam paskins this way, a king, to be a king among in Am Yisrael, all you need is a Jewish mother. You can have a non-Jewish father. Achi imo mi Yisrael. Does that mean both? Pasha's not. Imo Miyisrael. The Rambam passes that way in Hilchos Malachim. In Perek Aleph, that all you need is Imo Miyisrael. The Tosis doesn't like this. Tosis earlier, also in that Sugya, Daf Mem Hey, says there's at least a Psul Durabanan. And Rabbi Chanan discusses the lumdus of this Machlokes. In Mem Hey Beis, he says, Yesh Lehis Tapik. This halacha of Somtas Malacha Melach Mikar Vachecha Chete Imo Miyisrael. Imhu Leikuva Afilu Bidi Eved Orak LeMitzvah. What if the Jews appoint a king who is the son of a Gioris? Right? So is that, that's what you're not supposed to do here. So is that a din, does he become a king? Or it doesn't even work? Is it a din li'ikuva or rakla mitzvah? Avalam aver vim lichu yesh lo dine melech. So he thinks maybe it's a machlokes, rishonim here. And he says, v'nafgamina own mi suffix zeb. I would also say the suffix is le'inyin yoresh shelo haya mimufchar sheba achecha. If it's a yoresh, usually it goes ben achar ben. But what if the king, who's a king now, marries someone, a georis, isn't it? So the same kind of question. He says, how much is it a positive requirement to do this, or how much you just can't do something that is a problematic minui? Okay, that is a question about the status of a melech. Okay. Let's continue. Also, is a melech a good king, not a good thing, and not a good thing? Right, we've discussed in the past the major sugya that the Rishonim deal with. You look at Parsha Shoftim; it sounds like a king is one of the mitzvahs Hashem, one of the mitzvahs, one of the 613. And when it comes time, you appoint a king. If you look at Sefer Shmuel, you get a very different impression. When Bnei Yisrael asks for a king, Hashem gets angry. Shmuel gets angry. You're trying to usurp Hashem's throne. What do you need a king for? You have Hashem. Right, two times in Tanakh. Bnei Yisrael ask for a leader, and the leader says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your leader. What are you asking for? We have it by Shmuel. When they say, Shmuel, we want a king, and Shmuel says, Hashem will be your king. And we just learned in Navi Shir, those who listen to the Navi Shir, by Gidon. After Gidon defeats Midian, Bnei Yisrael say, be our leader. He says, Hashem's your leader. That's exactly, you're missing the point. Right? You're Avodah Zarah. You still, forget me. But Hashem will be your leader. So there are two times that it says, talks about that. Hashem will be your leader. Okay. Weiter. Amar Rabba, about the eighth liner. So if we have time at the end, we'll get back to some of the other answers to that question. If it's a good thing to have a king, Parsha Shoftim, so why in Sefer Shmuel does Hashem and Lahav Delhav Shmuel, why do they get so angry at Am Yisrael? There's obviously a difference between the two Parshios. Omar Rabba, Omar Rav Kahana, Omar Rav. Im Yavo Elio V'Yomar Cholzin B'Minol Shomin Lo. If Elio Navi would show up and say, you're allowed to do chalitza with a minol, Rashi said it yesterday, right? It's a soft type of leather shoe. Shomin Lo, we would listen to him. What's clearly the reality, if that's the line, that we don't use a minol? L'chadchila. That's why the Gemara has to say, well, if he would come and tell us, we would listen to him. Ein cholzin besandal, ein shomin lo. But if he would tell us not to use a sandal, we wouldn't listen to him. Clearly, because we do use a sandal. Shekvar nagu am besandal, because the am already uses the sandal. That's one version. That's Rav. For Rav Yosef, I'm Rav Kahana, I'm Rav. That's Rav Rabba in the name of Rav Kahana, I'm Rav. Now we have Rav Yosef in the name of Rav Kahana, I'm Rav. The opposite. Im yavo el yovi yomar, ein cholzin beminol, shomin lo. If he would tell us we don't do chalitza with a minol, we'd listen to him. Meaning, everybody, we do chalitza with the men all these days. The ain cholzin besandal, ain shomen lo shakvar nagua am besandal. Right? Because the am is ready, no way to use the sandal. My benayu, ika benayu, mino lechadchila. What's the nafkamina between these two deos? Right? Whether you can use a mino lechadchila. Right? If he would, according to the version that says, if he would come and tell us not to use it, it must be we use it. And the opposite. Ulamanda amar afilu lechadchila. According to the opinion that says that we use a minol even lachadchila, but it's not. Didn't our Mishnah say cholza b'minol chalitzas akshera? So you have it in lachadchila lo. Our Mishnah says minol is only b'di'eved. So Gemara answers, no, who didn't afil lachadchila? V'yadi deboy l'misti seifa ba'anpilya chalitzas apsula. Since the seifa has to say that if you use a sock, it's pasul, because that's not considered taking off of a shoe. Afilu di'eved, tananami resha di'eved, period. And we're going to get into a lot of details right now of the sandal of chalitza. The bezdin, the bate dinim, bezman hazeh even, they have the special chalitza sandal. You can't just use anything. Special chalitza sandal, a certain material, and it wraps around the leg, and based on all of the halachas that we're getting into, right? But it's a special type of chalitza sandal that is used. Okay, I'll stop there for a minute. So the Gemara here uses the lashon of, if Eliyahu HaNavi would come, and tell us, we would listen, we wouldn't listen to him. Would he be oker the minhag? Would he not be allowed to oker the minhag? So the Rambam quotes this Gemara. Which Rambam? The Rambam in his Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayos. We know the Rambam has three well-known introductions to various works of his. He has more than three, but three big ones. He has Hakdama to his commentary on Pirkei Avos, Shmona Prakim. He has Hakdama to Chelek, that's where the Yanni Mamins come from. And he has Hakdama to all of Mishnayos, Hakdama to Pirush Mishnah. He also has a little Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, just a three-page Hakdama. He goes through the Shalshalas HaMesorah. But he has three major ones. So in Hakdama to Mishnah, where he talks all about the different parts of Torah Shebaal Peh, we mentioned the five parts of Torah Shebaal Peh, and what's the difference between Halacha Moshe Misinai and Dvarim HaMesurim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, and he talks about the Misorah at length there, and he talks about why every Mesechta is where it is in Shas. He also talks about Nevuah. He has a section on Nevuah there. And regarding our issue, he quotes that a Navi is not allowed to tell us, we've quoted this in the past, is allowed to go against Halacha. Right, this is the sugya of Lo Bashamayim Hi. Right, the Gemara in Bamitzia Nun Tes that right, even if there's a Basko that tells us what the halacha is tough, we can't use it. Or even the Gemara in Bamitzia, that's the most radical Gemara in all of Shas about Lo Bashamayim Hi, where the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believed in something, and we don't paskin like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And halacha indeed it's saras. It's unbelievable. We don't even paskin the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah points out the Rambam paskins against God, right? When in Hilchos Tumah saras. It's unbelievable. So the Rambam here is discussing that idea about Nevuah is obviously telling us something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he can't tell us to go against any mitzvah forever, except if it's a harashah. And he says, Aval bi'iyun usvara ubahaskil ha-mitzvos. Regarding analyzing the mitzvos, a Navi is kishar chachamim sheim kamohu. He's just like another rabbi. She'ein lahem nevuah, she'hanavi kishayisbar svara, v'yisbar kamochein, mi she'einu navi svara, if a navi gives a svara in the base medrash, and a non-navi gives a svara in the base medrash, v'yomar ha'navi, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar elai she'svara si'emes, Hashem told me my svara is right. Lo tishmei lav, you don't listen to him. If he tells us a nevuah that Hashem wants us to do something, okay, we do it. Eliyahu Bahar Carmel. But if he tells me that, oh, Hashem told me my svara is right. No, you're arguing in the base medrash. Rak elef neviim kulam ke Eliyahu ve'Elisha. You sovrim svara achas. If there were 1,000 neviim like Eliyahu and Elisha that held one thing, the elef chachamim v'chacham sovrim hefech hasvara hahi, and 1,001 rabbis hold the opposite, acharei rabim lahatos. What a beautiful imagery. Right, 1,000 rabbis in each side. You have 1,000 Eliyahus and 1,001 regular non-neviim. You listen to 1,001. The halacha kedivrei ha'elef chachamim v'chacham. He doesn't say 1,001. He says 1,000 and a chacham. Lo kedivrei ha'elef neviim ha'nechbadim. V'chein amru chachamim. And that's what the chachamim say. Ha'elohim ilu amru li Yoshua ben Nun b'pume. According to Gemara in Chulin. Lo tzaisinalei. If a Yoshua ben Nun would tell us, we want to listen. V'chein od amru. Our Gemara. Im yavo Eliyahu v'yomar cholson b'minal shomin lo. B'sando ein shomin lo. Year two, Lomar, Shein Lahosif, Ein Lagroa, B'mitzvah, Alderach Nevuah, B'shum Panim. There are two Gemaras in Shas that he quotes to explain, to illustrate. Well, our Gemara is one of them. Unbelievable. So 1,000 Nevi'im and 1,001 Chachamim. Okay, we continue. Obviously, a lot more here. There are different types of Minhagim also. We don't have time to read it, but the Ritva, Imsachim, Daf Nun Aleph, has three categories of Minhagim. Minhagim based on halachas, minhagim based on, you know, chumras, and minhagi taos. So he talks about the different types of minhagim that we have in halacha. Okay, weiter. U minhal lechadchila tanayi. Really, this issue, whether you're allowed to use a minhal, lechadchila is a machlokes tanayim, tetanya amar abyosi. Pamachas halachti lenitzivin. One time I went to Nitzivin. Matzasi zakin echad amarti lo klumata bakik Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Are you a Baki? Are you knowledgeable about Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? Right, he was the Gadol HaDor Nitzivin. How do we know that? Psachim Dav Gimel. Remember the story? There was a non-Jew who was boasting to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that he always went to eat the Karban Pesach. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira set him up and said, oh yeah, go get from the tail. And he goes to get from the tail and they finally research and find out and they kill him. And what's the final, the punchline of that Gemara? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, you are awesome. You're far away in Nitzivin, and your net is spread across Yerushalayim. That's how you know he's the man in Nitzivin. That's the language of the. I'll just read that line. The Gemara says, "Shochle the bidim b'meseira, shalom lachar bidim b'meseira, da'at b'netzivin u'mitzudascha perusa b'Yerushalayim." Right, your net is stretched across. So he was. That's where he was. So anyway, see, he comes and says, "Are you an expert? Do you know Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira?" Amar lihein, yeah, sure. V'al shulchani utadir. He's always in my house. Some Rishonim have the girsa of he was always in my house, meaning it was past. Klomra isa shachalas biyavama. You ever seen do a chalitza? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Amar li, yes. Ra'isi shachalas harbi pamim. Many times I've seen him do chalitzas. B'mina, it could be that chalitzas were much more common in the days of old when there was a shorter life expectancy. Meaning, nowadays, Baruch Hashem, chalitzas aren't so common. Chalitza is not a happy situation, right? It means that somebody, some tragedy, a man died without children. But, you know, that's the Metzias. So, b'mina or b'sandal, so what do you use? Mina or b'sandal, Amar li. So he answered me, we'll go with our girsa. V'chi choltzin b'mina? Could you use a mina? Amarti lo, im kain, ma ra Rabbi Meir lomar, choltza b'mina chalitza sakshera. But if that's, what are you getting so excited about? Doesn't Rabbi Meir say it's good? Or Rabbi Yaakov, or Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaakov even says, choltza b'mina lachadchila. Right? So two different versions, but you see, that's the machlokas. That's the machlokas in views, whether it would be okay b'dieved, or even okay lachadchila. Uman dama lachadchila lo, my time up. If you say it's no good lachadchila, why is it no good? What's wrong with a minol? According to Rashi, the soft leather shoe. Ilema mishum dahave pantameal. Is it because that it has an upper part? Has an upper part on top of it. The aruch on the side has a different gears of raksa. Raksa, that has to do, remember the other Gemara about tying the shoelace. Right, raksa de masana. So a different gears. Either way, if it's because it has an extra layer of shoe, like we might call it the tongue. Right, the tongue of our shoes. Right, that goes on top, so it looks like a different part of the shoe. Via raksa me'al de me'al, and now the straps are on top of that upper part of the shoe. So it kind of looks like two parts of the shoe. There's a shoe on the leg, and there's another upper part, and then the straps go on top of that. So v'atara amra me'al v'lo me'al de me'al. The Torah says you got to take off, she has to remove the shoe from the leg, not from something else that's on top of the leg. So is that the problem? That would be a fundamental problem in the chalitza. So that's why the Gemara says, "Yihach yafilu di'evan namilo." If that's the problem, so then you should say it's no good. Period. It's a daraisa problem. So the Gemara says, "Gzeira mishum min al marufat." You're right. It's really daraisa. It's okay. It's a gzeira drabanan that you might come to use a torn shoe. If you're able to use this, so then you might come to use a torn shoe because it also in different parts. Inami mishum chatzi minol, it might come to use a half a minol. Meaning even if it's torn or half, you still might come to use it. Tosas points out that this is only, Tosas in Diramaskul Gzeira, that is another Gemara that says that if you use a Marufat one, it's okay. Tosas must mean if it's really torn, that it's totally falling off, and you can't wear it at all, that's for sure no good Daraisa. And that's what we're worried about here. The other Gemara that says, but the evidence, okay, it's torn a little bit, but it still could stay on your foot. Good. Amarav, ilav de chamite le chabibi. If I didn't see my beloved, Chabibi also is his uncle, Rabbi Chia. The Gemara says elsewhere that Rabbi Chia was Rav's uncle doubly. He was the brother of his father and the brother of his mother. He was an uncle from both sides. Dechalas, but if I didn't see my uncle, Dechalas besandal de isle schnitzen, that used a sandal that had laces, ana loave chalitzna ele besandal de taya, de mahadik tvei. I would have only used this certain type of sandal of the merchants that it fits on very tightly. So then when you take it off, it's really removing it. The one with the straps, with the laces, you know, it's a little looser. So I didn't know you could use that. But now I see him use it, so it's okay. V'haydi dun, afagav de'isbe chumrasa, and our shoe, says the Gemara, even though it has a knot, so it's a little, it fits a little snugly, katzridon le misna, but we still tie straps on his leg for her to unstrap. It has to really be an act of removal, of shlifa of the shoe, of the sandal. So therefore, we put it on, we wrap it around the leg with the straps so that her removal is a real removal. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about, I mentioned it yesterday, Kuf Samach Tes, that is the siman in Shulchan Aruch about chalitza, the process of chalitza, but you could get lost in that siman, because there's the whole siman of chalitza, and then at the end of the siman, it has what's called Seder Chalitza Biktsara, which is about 10 pages. But that's the state of chalitza b'ksara. Like you have all the halachas, and it goes through exactly what you need. So if you look in the Seder Chalitza, so he quotes there everything you have to do. They have to know exactly who it is, and you have to be kovei makom, kviyas makom. Sorry, I'll just read this because we had some of these halachas today. Kviyas makom tzarach shiyeh be'erev yom shelefnei chalitza. You got to do it the day before. Im chalitza b'yom rishon ain kovei makom b'yom Shabbos ki be'erev Shabbos. Right, if you're going to do the chalitza on Sunday, which is very possible in Chutz Laretz where everybody's off, if you're doing it that day, you got to be kovei makom on Friday. Hamakom shikvu lachlos sham tzarach shiyeh begova shalir makom mefursam. You have to tell the dayanim. You don't do chalitza at night. You don't do chalitza on Shabbos. All of these halachos that are done. But interesting, related to what we just said, and that is the halach is you can't have an al me'al. Right, you have to make sure that there's nothing in between. You can't take a strap off of a strap. So if you look in the Seder Chalitza, Os Lamid Bav, it talks about what the person has to do with his foot. The other has to do with his foot before the Chalitza. Number one, well, it's before that. Tzarech Lishol LeYavama Imachlo Shasa Hayom. The Yavama can't have eaten that day. Because then maybe, we'll get to this, the saliva that will be produced will be have an external goreim. And therefore, it can't be, it has to be a natural. Yikach ha-chacham ha-minal bi-yado v'yiv dekenu shlo yeshum tit davuk bo mi-bifnim. So the chacham takes the sandal and looks inside to make sure there's nothing, no dirt inside. Because that the shoe has to be removed from the foot. And if you have foot, you have dirt in the middle, that's chatitza. Chatitza is a problem. V'shia asui kilchaso, and that it's made properly. V'yitzave li-yavam lirchotz raglo ha-yamini yafeh. He's got to wash his right foot well. Which other halacha you have to take a shower for? Kavod Shabbos and Chalitza. Right? Not a shower, but just at least wash the foot. Hagah. V'yingo boso yafa. And you have to dry it well. Because you don't want to have any water in between. V'yichroch beget svivo v'yelech ba. Then, v'yikshar hayavam kanafa mechnasayim lomala mishoko. He lifts up he ties his pants up. Right? Away. Because you don't want to have your pants stuck in where the sandal is going to be strapped to. Hagah. V'yiru hadayonim sheraglo yaru hadayonim yiru hadayonim sheraglo naki michol davar tinuf. He shows his leg to the dayonim to make sure that it's clean. Because again, it's got to be straight off of the leg. V'yitin baal haminal liyavam haminal b'matana. And the one who owns the shoe, so l'chumer l'chadchilo, we'll see, is that he should own it. Even though the Mishnah said b'feiros, you don't need it. You use your friends. But you should give it to b'matana. And if Bezin has it, they give it to b'matana. V'yiknenu ayavim b'agba. He lifts it up, b'agba. Yinalenu ayavim b'raglo ayamani k'shu yachaf b'lo bati shokayim eladavik l'psaro. No sock, no pants. Tie it on. Yachlis haminu b'lulo. Then you tie the straps. Yichruch haretzuos pa'amayim. You tie it around twice. And you put it through the holes. And it goes through the hole. He should walk four amos. And he should walk so the dayam could see that he's a righty. Right? That he's a righty. Yamidu achacham eitzel kosel or omeli shine. He goes, the whole process here, we're going to get to more of these details. But it's right here. If anybody wants a review, it won't take a long time. Just go through the Seder HaChalitza of five dayam. I mean, they have more. We have more than that. But that's what we do, the Fursumei Milsa. Yeah. Okay, Viter says the Gemara Simin Hataras Yevama Sandal. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Hataras Yevama Lashuk Bishmitas Rava Akev. When is Shimutu Lashuk? When the sandal is removed from most of the heel, right? That's enough. Meisvei, is that really true? Hutru says the Tosefta. Hutru Ritzuos Min of a Sandal. Osha Shamat Rov HaRegel. If you take it off most of the foot, I'm sorry. If Hutru, if it came off by itself. If she didn't remove it from him, if it came up by itself, chalitza psula. So what do you see from the time of the shamat who? The reason that it was a problem is because it came up by itself. Hashamta he, but if she would do it, if she would have done this, chalitza sakshera. The chalitza would be good. But what does it say in this Tosefta? Rov haregel in, rov ha'akev lo. It's got to be most of the foot off, not just most of the heel. Samara says no, lo. Hainu rov haregel, hainu rov ha'akev. Same thing, that's what it means. But my car relay rova regel to kula chela to kara aleha dachis. Because that's what the most support that we have is on our heel. That's why he says heel, even though it calls that regel, but it really means the heel. Messiah the Rabbianai, the Rabbianai. Rabbianai says it supports Rabbianai. Bein shehitir hu visham tahi. Bein shehitir hi visham at hu. Whether one of them unties and one of them removes, that's both a problem. Chalitasa psula achatatir hi v'tashbidhi. She has to unstrap and she has to remove. That's what she has to do. Boy, Rabbi Yannai, karatu mahu. What if she doesn't slide it off? She just rips off the whole shoe. Rips it apart. Saraftahu mahu. I got to be a little careful about this. What if she burns the shoe off? Right, basically she gets it off without a maisa of untaking of undoing. Gilui kara b'inan v'ika is the ikar. What she has to do is to reveal his leg, and she's done that. Odilma chalitza b'inan v'leka. Or do you need the act of chalitza, and that you don't have here, teku, so that is unanswered. Again, we don't have time to go through it now, but realize that this ibaya might go to the root of what the Tam HaMitzvah is. If there's a symbolic idea of the removal itself, so then you might need a removal, right? If it's just more of a xeris akasav, or other reasons, it might be just the result, meaning this is the question of the Gemara. Is it the result, is it the maisa? Right, that's the question that goes unanswered. What if you have two shoes, one on top of another one? So what's the question? If you just remove the outer one, of course that's no good. That's for sure no good. Right, somehow you got the inner one out. So you took off the shoe that was next to the foot, but like you reached inside, you ripped it out, but the outer one was still there. My chalitza, this is the opposite kind of question. You did a chalitza, but you didn't reveal the foot. Chalitza b'inan v'ha'ika, you did a removal of a shoe, and you removed the one that was on the foot. Odilba gilui kare b'inan v'leko. But here you don't have a gilui kare. Right, so it's two opposite questions. Says the Gemara, umi'ika ki'ai gavna. Turning over, do you ever have such a case? What's the Gemara's question? It sounds like, what kind of unusual case are you asking me about? Right, it's, you're removing the inside, the outer one's still there. So where's this in? No, you find people that wear two shoes. Rabbi Yehuda used to wear a lot of shoes. Right, because the Gemara says he was cold. He wore a lot of shoes. So therefore, it's not such an unusual case. What was the Gemara's question? Why is the Gemara bothering me about such an unusual case? So Tosfos and a few places in Shas always ask the same question. What are you talking about? The Gemara plenty of times has very unusual cases. And Tosfos always quotes the same most unusual case. The Gemara in Maseches Chulin that talks about you have two animals that one is giving birth to a bechor. And it goes, and two animals are right next to each other, so it goes from one of their uteri, right, one of the wombs, right, straight across into the other animal. So it doesn't come out. Is that called a bechor? Because it didn't see the light of day. And then it comes out. Those are unusual. Tosa says, the Gemara says that you're not going to get a more unusual case than that. So what are you asking? But this is so unusual. Somebody's wearing two shoes? Right? So Tosa says, what's the problem? So Omer Ri says, Tosfos on top. Devade pshitole, shiyocholios. Yes, of course it can be. Elami boile, the question is asking, it's not just a mitzias question, it's asking a halacha question. Umiyavi chalitza ki ai gavna, halo ein derech bnei adam lin obo. No, the question is that maybe for chalitza, you need a shoe that is normally worn. You need a case that is normally done, not just asking about halacha. The Gemara plenty of times asks unusual questions. The Gemara is asking, well, don't you need a nal that's considered common? And the Gemara's answer is that, yeah, this is common enough. But it's really a halachic question that is being asked. Viter. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Yevama Shigdila Bein Achin. Let's say you have a Yevama, a girl, right, who's her husband died, and now, but she grew up in the house of her brothers-in-law. And the question is, are we, well, let's just read it. Muteris linasi lachem in ha'achin, ben choshin shem ha'cholza sanda lachem mehem. Maybe, at some point in history, in her life, she helped one of them take off their shoe. And maybe there was chalitza done, so how could she, once she does chalitza, she can't do yibam. We're not worried about that. We don't think that, we don't want to yichoshish for that. Says the Gemara, taima delo chazinan. What we're saying, the only reason that you don't have to worry about it is because you don't know that it was done for sure. Ha chazinan chashinan. But if you saw it was done, you saw that one of them couldn't bend down, so she took it off. Chashinan. You are worried about Tanya, but what are you talking about? There was no kavana. This is crucial. Bein shenis kavin hu v'lon shenis kavin hi. Bein shenis kavin hi v'lon shenis kavin hu. Chalitzas l'psula shi is kavin hu shtem ke'achad. So even if you saw the act, so why should we have to be worried? There was no kavana. Answer, Hachi Ka'amar. Afal gav de chayzina, and you're right, even if you saw, ein choshesh shem akivnu. That's day number one. Even if you saw, it's still, you don't have to be worried about it, and therefore she could do yibam. Ika da amri, or a different version, taima de lo chazinan. Ha chazinan choshishin. You are choshesh. Or uta katana boi kavana, hanimili le ishtaruye la alma. You need kavana to have the full-fledged chalitza. Ava la'achin mifsala. But just to say she's mifsala to the achin, will enough be choshesh that there was kavana. Right? We don't allow her to get remarried, but the pasul to the achin will be choshesh. If we know for sure that neither of them had kavana, they both say it afterwards, then we would matter it. But if not, not. Do they both really need kavana? That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. Machlokas, Rashi seems to say you both need kavana. The Rif and the Rambam say even if one of them had kavana, that would already been create a psul to the achin. Even if only one of them had kavana. There is a big discussion. Maybe we'll start with this tomorrow because I just want to finish a few more lines. What type of kavana needs to be had by chalitza? What do you have to think about? What does she have to think about? So that is a big discussion in the Achronim. You know, what is the kavana? The Rambam and the Shonar both quote, you have to have kavana. What kavana? Kinyin, Heter, Mitzvah. So Beis Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow, but now let's just do a little more. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Sandal HaTafur BePishton, Ein Cholzin Bo, a sandal that was sewn with linen. Rashi has 2 days. What does that mean? Does it mean that it has a inner lining, or is just that it's threaded together with linen? But either way, you can't use it. Shenemar VaEn Aleich Tachash. Right, you see, I will put a shoe on you, tachash. Tachash is that magical animal that existed in the times of the Mishkan that they used the color. But you see, tachash, you see, it's just the leather of an animal. You don't have any other materials that are in use. Tosfos quotes here Rabbeinu Tam. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch Lechanchila. The fact that it says tachash, it must be Lechanchila, you should use a sandal that comes from leather of a kosher animal. See here Rabbeinu Tam. The Tachash Ksiv. Tosfos says Ve'enir. Tosfos says you don't have to worry about it. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Lechanchila. Ve'ema. Back to the Gemara. Tachash in midi achrina lo. Maybe only a tachash. No, na'al na'al riba. It could be any shoe. Inal na'al riba afilu kol milinami. So maybe that means any. Imkein tachash mayahani le. Tachash has to have some limit. So it has to be leather. But no other materials, but not only the tachash. Boy, minei Rabbi Elazar may rav, who shall arbitriosav shall say or mahu? What if it's made out of leather, but the straps are made out of hair, like goat's hair? Amrle, milo karina bevan al chatachash. Right, that's fine. The hair is also from an animal. Ihachi kulo shall say nami. So why don't you say the whole thing can be made out of hair? No, hahu kraka mikri, krak. Right, kraka mikri. That's an inferior type of shoe, and therefore it can't be used. Okay, the Gemara was way before its time. Amar Rav Kahana l'Shmuel, Mimai dahai v'choltanalo me'al raglo mishlevu. New section. How do you know the word chalitza means to remove? How do you know v'choltanalo? How do you know that means to remove? Right? Dichsiv v'choltu asavonim, asher b'en anaga. Because it says, by removing the rocks out of the, or the stones out of the house that has chalitza, so it says v'choltu, to remove. So you see chalitza means to remove. Ve'ema zeruzehu. But there's another pasuk that says chalitza means to get ready and to place. Dichsiv hechaltzu meyitchem anashim latzava. Get ready. Go there. Put on the battlefield. So you see chalitza also can mean to place. No, hasamnami shalufe mi beisel akrava. No, chalitza always means to remove. There it means remove yourself from your house and go to the battlefield. So that's what it means. V'haksiv yechaleitz ani banyo. Hashem will support a poor person in his poverty. So you see, support, a positive, not a removal. No, it means b'schar anyo yechaltzu midina shel gehenim. Again, means to remove. Because of the difficulty he has in this world, he's going to be saved from the next world. Elo hadachsiv chona malach Hashem savali v'reav v'yechaltzeim. Hashem's malach encamps near the ones who fear him and supports them. Again, bischar yireav yechaltzeim midina shel gehenim. It's still chalitza means to remove. Elo hadachsiv v'atzmosecha yachlitz. Hashem will be choletz your bones. Right, this is where it comes. This week's parsha. Now this week's parsha. This Shabbos is Shabbos Bevarchin. Chilutz Atzamos. Comes from this pasuk. Va'atmosecha yachlitz. It says there your bones Hashem will support. V'yom Rabbi Lazar zu mu'ula shebebrachas. This is the best. V'yom Rava. Ziruze garmi, it means to support the bones. So Gemara answers, and you're right. Mashbachi or mashbachi, it can mean both. Dahacha isak adadach ziruzehu, but here, if it would really mean to support and to place, imkein lifta rachmana v'chotanalo biraglo. It should say biraglo if it means to support, put it on. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Ikaz rachmana biraglo, havamina biraglo in bishokolo. Biraglo might have meant only the a certain part of the leg, but the shok wouldn't be allowed. Ikaz rachmana me'al raglo dafila bishoko. Even if there's some part of the leg that's left, without getting into the details now, it's still a good chalitza. So the Gemara says, no, inkein lift of rachmana b'me'al raglo. My me'al raglo, it only says me'al raglo. Shmamina mishlafu. So that's why it says may from, so you know it means removing from. You're not putting anything on. Shmamina mishlafu, so it is a lashon of removal. Okay, we'll have to stop there by Amar Leib. We'll start tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, with the issue of kavana, and then to get into the this little agadata on the last three lines before the two dots, and other details regarding the shoe of chalitza. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today, this week's shiurim, where l'refuah shalem, our L'zecha nishmas, Chana bas Elyo, the neshama should have an aliyah.